Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hi, Rangers of the Dork Forest. It's me, Jackie Cation, and you are listening to the Dork Forest. You can go to the websites, JackieCation.com and DorkForest.com. JackieCation.com has DorkForest.com. It has the audio links. It has the video links to my YouTube. It has all of my dates for stand-up comedy. It has all the merch. It's got Dork Forest merch and stand-up merch and all of my CDs and DVDs if you have those devices. Other things you can do, Bandcamp. There's a Bandcamp with the very old episodes. Some of them are free. And then there's a storytelling album that you can get on my Bandcamp. And I'm on Pandora and Spotify. It is 2025, and feel free to start donating to the Dork Forest. Yeah, cost me about 10 grand a year to put this up. If everybody donated $100 every year, if everybody just handed me $100 every time they saw me, or PayPal, Venmo, then I would have, I think, about 10 grand. I don't know, but I would have enough money to run this and probably buy myself lunch. And I'm a big fan of doing the show. I'll do it anyway. But if you have $100, send me $100. If you have $2, send me $2. You can do it monthly on PayPal. There's buttons all over my website. And my Venmo is just my name. No hyphen, Jackie Cation. I'm wearing a red shirt. Let's get into the show. Here I am. I'm back. It's me, Jackie Cation. I am recording another episode of the Dork Forest while in Sunnyvale, California, doing Rooster Tea Feathers. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Oh, I recently did Roosters. What a fun club.
Yeah, super fun club. Everybody, find out. I'm going to be in Brooklyn, which is where my guest is from, in September. So I'm in all of the places that you might possibly live, Rangers. So go to JackieCation.com and find out if I'm going to be near you. But on the show today, Salma Zaki, S-A-L-M-A-Z-A-K-Y, underscore.
Perfect.
It'll be in the notes. As far as that's her Instagram, she is part of the Firecracker Comedy Trio that has a new album coming out August 22nd.
Yes.
And last week we did Gabby. This week we're doing Salma. Maybe next week we'll do Kate. Who knows?
Maybe. Who knows?
Can't tell. Anyway, but welcome to the show. I'm psyched you're willing to talk to me. This will be fun.
Thanks for having the Firecrackers. I actually, in spirit of the show, dorkiness and all that, I'm wearing our most dorky shirts, which are these Firecracker shirts.
Firecracker shirt.
It's not really merch. It's just, so that's us on there.
Holy smokes. That looks like a concert t-shirt. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's cool, right? So our friends, Lee Robinson and Kate McLaughlin, great comedians, they run Dyketopia, and they just made these for us for our last High Plains and like gifted it to us. It's not merch, but it's just like, just a really cozy,
you could each
fun,
wear them.
Silly little shirt. Yeah.
You could wear a picture of your two friends.
Yeah. So it's really special to us. And I thought it would fit the podcast well. So
that's it. You got to embrace whatever dorky thing you can embrace.
Exactly.
I'm wearing a South Milwaukee Rockets t-shirt. This is my high school.
This
is my high school. Wow. We're the Rockets. Go Rockets.
That's awesome. Yeah. Saturdays for the shirts, for the tees.
Yeah. Just wear a nice t-shirt. So when I asked what your dorkdoms were, Gabby also said horror.
I know.
And I was like,
conflicted. I know. That is weird. We both do like horror. I think she likes it in a little bit of a different, she likes like special effects, like makeup. I think a lot of that kind of, and I guess I just like watching horror movies. And it's very
interesting.
Simple.
that is interesting because we didn't end up talking about horror movies at all.
Oh, really?
We talked about,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, we talked about roller skating and playing the piano.
She loves that.
And
that's awesome.
Clowning. And then we talked about breakdancing.
Wow. What a silly girl, huh?
Yeah. We talked.
What an active girl.
It was a variety of classes that she likes to take to, I don't know, stop the voices. Who knows? And I love it.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, right. So yeah. I thought we can get to horror movies, but you also had an interesting side list. Because I've done a lot of episodes about horror movies, and I don't watch them myself, and it is fascinating. But you said that you like boxing, which I think is fascinating. Men's boxing? Women's boxing?
Well, you know, I guess...
Kickboxing?
Not kickboxing. I did kickboxing in Denver for a little bit, but then now I'm doing more just like, it's just boxing, no kicking. And it's not like I'm dorky in the way that I know anything about it historically. I don't like watch fights. I literally
just like to box.
I just box. And it's something that's become kind of part of my life lately. And I guess it is, like you said, about the voices. And it's just a really good way to let out any type of anger. And it's the only way I can exercise is by learning some kind of skill. Like, I can't just, like, go to the gym. And so boxing felt like the perfect match. And it is just fun to punch a bag. You know what I mean?
Nice. Yeah, it sounds amazing. Gavin was talking about roller derby and how the aggression of roller derby was actually really cathartic.
Oh, I didn't even know there was aggression there. I thought it was just pure fun with roller derby.
Oh, no, you could push people.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, you could totally clock them.
That sounds really dangerous, but I guess boxing
is
also
super dangerous.
Yeah,
she saw a woman break an ankle. You can knock them down with your hips.
Yeah,
you used to be able, I guess, to straight arm them. You can't punch them, but you used to be able to just clock them with the side.
I didn't know how aggressive that was.
Yeah,
oh my God. Maybe I'll get into that.
Right. She said, and is one of the reasons why she learned four wheel roller skating, and now she does roller skating more of the park roller skating where you drop into the bowl and you wander around.
Yeah. The four versus two.
So you used to do kickboxing?
Yeah, I was doing that a little bit with the legs, you know, but I don't know that I couldn't find anywhere here that does that. And so now I kind of go to like a legit boxing gym that's like scary. And like, they're like cops and firefighters come here to train. And it's like a legit, like this is the real deal. And he was mad at me because I didn't have that good of like form. And he was like, this is because you always took like boxing aerobics. That's not boxing. This is real boxing. Like, so he's really teaching. I have like a kind of like this trainer, like scary guy. Who teaches me and like gets mad at me if I do something wrong. And like, I love it.
Oh, you also like a super bossy teacher.
Yeah.
From the look of it.
I need someone to just like tell me what to do and how to do it or else I'm not doing anything. So.
Interesting. Okay. So you took sort of like boxing at the gym kind of trainer kind of thing and kickboxing.
Yeah, this is like only a boxing gym. Like it's like you walk in and there's a huge ring.
But when you started,
like these classes that were like, there's a lot of these like trendy boxing classes where they just like play loud music and you just hit the bag without even knowing what you're doing. And it's more of just
nobody talks to you.
Yeah. No, I mean, they kind of come up to you. They're like a little bit, but like not really. And you're not really learning. You're just like hitting the bag. And then it's a lot of other stuff. Like you're also doing like burpees and all this other stuff. This is like purely boxing. Like, and he's really teaching me. And part of me is like, should I like learn how to really fight someone? Like maybe I'll just quit comedy and just do this. I don't know.
So you learn, you're just like, I want to actually learn how to, I'm looking, I can't find kickboxing.
I kind of want to learn.
You moved to New York.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, well there's a weird, and is it close to your apartment? Is it in Brooklyn?
So I live in Crown Heights and it's kind of like far. Yeah. It's kind of like deep. It's a kind of far, yeah. It's kind of like a whole thing.
Do you have to take a bus or do you walk?
I sometimes take a bus. I sometimes take the train and I walk 20 minutes. It's kind of like a whole thing to get there, but that's why I was like, maybe I won't keep doing this, but I kind of love the community that is there because it's just a bunch of like rough and tumble guys. But then when they kind of like see this scrawny like girl, they're kind of like, they're just like sweet, you know, and but right. like in like a nice, like not in like a weird way, but like in like a community way. And it's like right. family owned, which is cool okay. too. So
is it yeah. owned by wait, it's like a couple that owns it or no, like it's a like dad a dad, and his kids?
Son and brother.
Okay.
And then there's, I think there are some kind of children. I don't know exactly the whole family, but there's a lot of family happening there. And it's mostly men. It is mostly men. So
it's right. right.
Yeah, but I kind of like it, and it just like it gets me out of my head a lot. Like, just gets me out of my head. So
okay. So, are there? Have you seen any other women?
There are occasionally a couple women, and they, you know, they're buff. Like, they're scary too. Like, I'm scared right. when I'm there.
Right, right.
And well, what's funny is, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, there's just like these 15-year-old because boxing is like there's actually like an age. Like limit almost like I'm actually too old to like actually fight like
to start
yeah boxing. Like I'm kind of like reaching the age of like yeah you're not because it's mainly like 15 you have to start at like 15 or even younger
or they like are they training is he actually training these guys for the golden gloves They're and stuff
for real training them yeah and then the guy I'm training with he's like the girls I've trained, they go to the top, they win every championship. And I was like, how old are they? And he was like 19. And I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. Okay. That's crazy. And then I watched $1 Million Baby because I'm just getting,
right. Muhammad
I'm just
Ali's
like the
daughter,
hacky,
right?
Yeah. I'm just like, wait, $1 Million Baby is Muhammad Ali's daughter.
Isn't that Muhammad Ali's daughter?
I mean the movie $1 Million Baby. Right. You know the movie?
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, was it,
it was like from, it's like 2009 with Clint Eastwood and Hilary Swank.
Okay. Is Hilary
Did
Swank
I miss
the
something?
Main?
Is that something? Yeah. Hilary Swank well, is the main.
Oh, you're not going to go wrong in guessing that I'm wrong.
No, almost, I have no idea, but that could be something.
Right. It's, so yeah, it's Clint Eastwood, Hilary Swank, Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Let's see. And Ricky Lindholm was in it. That's hilarious. Of Garfunkel yeah. and Oates, stand-up
yes.
comic.
Yes, she's in it. And she's the sister. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for her. yeah. Let's see. Muhammad Ali. Because I know that Muhammad Ali's daughter boxes.
Okay.
This
so
much, I know.
You're saying like it was based off of her? Or something?
No.
Maybe?
Eastwood had his daughter as a cameo. And,
oh, okay.
She had a cameo. It was directed by some guy. And the full... But it's about women in boxing, obviously,
right? Well, so
right?
it's about this one woman, and then Clint Eastwood is like, his whole thing is like, I don't train girls. That's like his whole character. But then he's like, you keep coming back. It's so like cheesy. She just like keeps coming back to the gym like late nights, and he's like, all right, kid, like I'll train you, and even though you're a girl. And then she's 31. So he's like, you're too old, and like whatever. But then it ends up being like she's great or whatever, but I just I clock that because that is old, like for boxing, like they want you to be like young and like you can bounce back because
they
you're
want you to be like
face.
19
yeah. they want yeah, yeah. yeah he was like the girls I train that are winning championships are 19 and I was like oh I might be like out of the game but I don't know I don't think I'll actually get serious about it but part of me like thinks of the parallel universe in well, which I do get really serious about it and it kind of excites me.
And what about the idea that do you think you could take a punch?
I mean, I think like that's the thing, like I've never gone into a fight, but I always wonder like could if I was put in a situation like where I had to throw a punch like bare hands yeah. just on the street for some reason a girl my height and weight for some reason comes up to me aggressive. Could I punch her? I just don't know. I've never been put in that situation. I'd like to think, of course, yes, of course. I'd like to think I could punch her and knock her out in one punch. But
and have you ever?
I have no
you've
idea.
Never gotten in a fight. You've never gotten
no.
Into
I don't
a
know.
Hitting?
Like no. Like I'm the least. I'm probably would be the worst like person to train. I don't have any of that fighting experience. But he did say I have a lot of power. Like I throw like okay. hard punches, and so Maybe that's something. I got a lot of power.
Right. Big. Maybe that's it.
It feels big. Yeah.
That feels right. So,
yeah.
Muhammad Ali's daughter is a woman named Lila Ali. I might be pronounced. It's got a lot it's got a lot of vowels in it.
Yeah. Okay.
So it could be Laila, but it could be Lila.
Okay.
But so she's like 45 now, I think. 47. So she's clearly retired, right?
Right.
And,
yes, I would say so.
Yeah. But she retired, I think, undefeated.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. Imagine so is a retired professional boxer. She competed from 1999 to 2007. Oh, she holds multiple titles, including the women's boxing and the else and the international women's something.
Yeah.
And then another one. So middleweight, super middleweight titles, as well as light heavyweight titles, according to Apple TV Plus. And she retired undefeated. There you go.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
And and now she's a personality. I don't think she was in that movie, but she's a talking head.
It was maybe based off of maybe her or something like that, but.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it was.
Could have been. That's cool, though. I will look into that. See, this is what I mean of, like, I said that this was my dorky topic. I don't know anything about it. I just just got into it, and so it felt kind of like it fit the, like, what are you... Because I feel like when you say dorky, like, what are you, like, obsessing over?
What do you love?
Like, I think, yeah. And that's something that into.
Yeah, how long have you been training?
I mean, on and off for like a few years, but like super on and off, like 3 years, but like, you know, it's never really serious in that way. But now with this scary gym,
right.
It's kind of like motivating me because they kick your ass. Like it is like, they really push you to, it's like, I'm sweating. I'm doing the thing.
You're working out. So. It's a real thing.
It's like a real thing.
How long
thing,
have you been going to the scary gym?
It's so new, just a month.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Just a month. Yeah.
So you walk in and you're like, I want to take boxing lessons. Is that what how did you find it?
Yeah, I just looked it up. I've been trying to find, because I've been going to all these different classes. They're not the right fit. They're the ones I was telling you about where they just play trendy music and it's like really dumb. Right. And so I was like, I'm trying to find something more legit. And I just found them online. And I called him and he started like listing everyone he's trained and like, I don't know, he felt really passionate about it. And I was like, okay, this feels like something. And the first day I went there was so scary. It was so scary. And I was like, I don't know, I'm scared. But then now I like really kind of like everybody and I have like a little rapport with the people.
Do you
that
go once
there.
A week? Do you go a couple of times?
I go like
times
three
a week,
times a week. Yeah.
That's real. That's real.
Yeah,
so you
go
in. And so what are you wearing? Are you just wearing workout clothes and
just
sneakers?
Just workout clothes. And then I have my own gloves. Yeah. Sneakers.
Okay.
So nothing like crazy, you know, but
yeah, you just had to buy gloves, right?
Did
you
I
have to
before,
buy a different set? Oh, the ones from before?
No, just like whatever gloves you got, you know, just making sure. And they have them there too, if you don't have anything, but also it's like extremely, cause in New York right now, it's really hot. And they were like, sometimes we put the heat on because we want our guys to sweat. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so hot in there. Like I'm dying. And I almost passed out the first time I went, but then now everything's good. I'm learning. I'm acclimating.
Right. You just had to get used to it and get acclimated. So
yeah, but it was scary.
So
you
show up, how long's the lesson? Like an hour?
Yeah. It's like I'm there for like an hour, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's so, like first jump rope. Work, you know,
okay, warm up
and then
stuff.
Warm up, yeah. And then we kind of just go into the one-on-one. Like it's like he has like mitts, and then I like punch the mitts, and he tells me what combos to do. And then I go to the bag, and I do it by myself on the bag. And then
And that's it. So is it just rope jumping for warm up? Jump rope?
Yeah, just jump rope, or sometimes the treadmill, but I prefer the jump rope. Also, jump rope is
long?
Really hard for 15 minutes, and it's really hard. It's really hard.
15
I hate it.
Minutes
yeah.
jumping
yeah,
rope?
Yeah, it's like, which of course I'm only probably, accumulatively, I'm probably jump roping for like 6 minutes.
right, because you jump rope for a minute and a half, and you're like, I'm exhausted.
No, not even a minute and a half. I would say about 20 seconds. I don't think I've made it to a minute. It's so hard.
So you jump, 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 and
you're
then you're
jumping.
Like, okay.
Take a break. Jump rope then, is somehow the hardest thing ever.
Right. And so you're jumping with your feet. You're jumping. You're moving your arms. And
yeah, a lot of movement.
And you're trying to do it. And the guy is like, try to do it consistently for 15 minutes.
Yeah, basically. And then I see 15-year-olds who are doing it so fast, they're actually levitating, which is crazy. They're going that fast. And then, you know, when you can hear the like rope in the air, it's like,
yeah,
like, and it's like, I can't even believe it.
That's amazing.
I'd like to get there at some point, but I don't know. I just don't know.
Right. Well, yeah. Because you've been now, what, a dozen times or nine times?
Yeah, it's really not that much, but also doing it before, when we lived in a different neighborhood, there was a gym that I did boxing. And like, so, you know, just, yeah, it's just been on and off, but it's really fun. It's really fun. Yeah.
And is he working on your footwork? Because they say it's a lot of footwork.
I know. That's the most difficult part is the footwork. Yeah.
So what is he, what is he telling you? So when you,
like, he's just telling me like, yeah, if I'm not doing it right, he's like moving my feet and he's telling me how to do it. And like, but it's funny. I was watching Million Dollar Baby and like, there's a scene where she's like waitressing and she's doing footwork. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm not like that. Like, I'm not like doing footwork, like while I'm on stage or whatever. Like, I'm not like, you know, like thinking about boxing so much that I'm like, I gotta do footwork. Like, all the time. So, you know, it's very casual. I just, I'm like fascinated by it. And I think there are a lot of similarities with stand up of just like the like mindset of it all. Like, cause they're at the, in the mindset of like no days off, like grind set kind of thing.
Okay. Okay.
Which is like, you know, I think there's a lot of flaws with that, but I think in comedy there's a little bit of that too, that you should have.
There's consistency. Yeah, and then consistency.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
And I think with physical stuff, you might need, like, especially if you want to be like a professional athlete, I think those guys aren't supposed to take any days off. But with stand-up,
I mean, the first
8 months I did stand-up, I did go up every night.
Every single night, yeah. Yeah.
And I got a 1.8 that semester. Yeah. So let's not encourage that behavior.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, it wasn't the best.
For sure, but it worked out, like, you know what I mean? So maybe if you hadn't done that, right?
Well, that's what the club owner said. He said, I'm giving you essentially 3 years of experience and eight in these months.
I mean, every day, and I was like, yeah.
At 10 bucks a week?
Yeah.
I think somebody was making money and it wasn't me. I think it was Sam Kinison's brother, Bill.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. No one's that's definitely, I don't know how it works with boxing. No idea how the money, I think it's similar though. You're doing little fights for no money until you for some reason make like $1 million. And like, I feel like comedy is like 0 to 100 like that sometimes.
Right. There's very few, there's a lot of no pay. There's a lot of day job. There's a lot of day job,
no pay, and like working endlessly and just being tired. And you have like a manager in boxing too. Like, I didn't know about that. And they get you the fights and then they take a cut. It's honestly like really similar.
Right. Well, I don't know if you ever saw the Rocky movies, but the first Rocky movie is actually, you would like the first Rocky movie.
Yeah.
It's kind of fascinating.
I should watch it.
Yeah, the rest of them are a caricature of whatever is happening.
Which is usually what happens with when there's like a million of one movie. That's usually what happens.
Right, there's also a polka dot movie about stand-up comedy that you don't need to see.
Oh, but, polka dot? What does that mean?
Yeah, her hook was that she would always wear polka dots. It was about some woman comic who started doing stand-up, and 3 months later, she was on Johnny Carson.
Of course, she became famous. Yeah.
So that's what Rocky IV is.
Okay. Oh, I see.
But
yeah,
Rocky
One.
Rocky One seems to genuinely be about boxing.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to watch it. See, again, I'm not watching the media. You know, the content of it all.
No, but you watch the Million Dollar Baby thing.
Yeah.
I think my brother says that she dies in the end. Doesn't she die in the end?
Yeah, I didn't know if we should spoil it, but yeah, it's like actually really tragic. And then I got scared and I was like, maybe I don't want to do this.
You're okay.
Yeah.
But did boxing kill her?
Yeah, she got knocked out. She got knocked out. And she was like, she won. She kind of won, but then she did the mistake of turning her back. And then she turned her back and then she got back up and nailed her in the jaw. And then I guess it was so hard that, yeah, she actually lost a leg somehow. I don't know how accurate all that medical stuff, but she did lose a leg and that was tragic.
That sounds super tragic.
So I don't want to lose a leg. Yeah.
That's hilarious. I will say that I don't know. That doesn't sound, if someone punches you in the jaw, you should not lose a leg.
I
don't think that gives you diabetes.
Yeah, I agree.
So I will say that I am fascinated though by when you go in and he's like, okay, so jump rope for 15 minutes.
Does
he adjust your feet when you're jumping rope?
No, I'm like going by myself, jumping rope. He's not there. Okay. So then I do it by myself. And then I go get him and I go, hi. It's always like really awkward. I find him and I go, hi, I'm done. And then he's like, okay, let's get in the ring and then do the mitts.
Do you get in the ring? Are you actually
in the ring? But it's not like that. It's like there's other people in the ring too. Like it's just like
it's like different
place to
bunch of people.
Yeah, it's just like this giant ring. It just takes up most of the gym. So like you just go in and like that's how you're practicing with
The practice people are training.
Yeah, but it is cool. It's cool to like go under the thing and be like, I'm in the ring.
I'm in the ring. Yes.
I'm in the ring right now. Crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
But I have to say that is the mat part of it a mat? Like, what does the floor feel like in the ring?
I mean, is it bouncy? It's still, no, like, it's firm. Like, if you fall, like, that's, like,
is
if
it like
someone
falling
punches
on
you
a,
you fall, it's like, it, no, it's like
floor?
A, like, a firm, no, it's like, there is padding, but it's like a really firm mattress, kind of, you know?
Okay.
Where I'm like, how do people sleep on this? It's like that.
There's a little bit
so
of give.
There is padding.
Not,
yeah. But, like, it's not like, yeah, I mean, it's still, all of it seems painful if you were to fall.
Right. Yeah. And then, so then he's holding the mitts up like you see in the movies.
Yeah.
And then you're standing there at what? 5'4"? We've never met. How tall are you?
Oh, I'm 5'4". Yeah. I'm 5'4".
Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
It's correct.
Do I just give
good
off
guess.
That energy? How did you?
it's a good, I
There's
also,
something.
Most
yeah.
men wear a size 10, 10 and a half. I don't know why I know that, but there you it's because of the dork forest.
Well,
I know many
dork
averages.
Forest. There you go.
Sure.
Okay.
I have a lot of tiny information.
Yeah,
that's
good to know.
That is left from thousands of episodes of the Dork Forest.
Oh, sure. Like, sorry. You've accumulated a lot of information.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how to play cricket, but I know that the point is to send a ball to knock the thing that's on top of the post off
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, okay. See, and, I had no idea. Thank you. I don't know because I always wondered what that was, to be honest.
There's a comic named Will Anderson who did an episode of The Dork Forest about cricket. And for a full hour and a half after that episode, I knew how cricket was played.
Wow. Have you played since?
No, I've never played before.
but
I did.
Yeah.
Well, I could have watched a game and gone, oh, I see. But now all that's left is I know that they're running between those two posts a bunch. Like they're not, it's not a,
okay.
And then they're trying to knock the ball off of the tiny, whatever. That's
okay.
all I know.
No,
and it isn't a
know.
Ball. I think it's a cube.
Oh,
it's a cube
oh,
that's sitting
oh.
on top of a pole.
I might
it's
have
a,
no idea what cricket is actually now that you're saying
it's
all
a,
of that.
It's a,
don't
it's
think
a,
I know what cricket is.
It's a very boring version of baseball, which sounds redundant.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, I was about to say, I didn't know they could do that, make something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because it can last days. They take
no
breaks
way.
For lunch and dinner.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't it like British too or something?
It's totally British. And
yeah,
it's played
that feels
in
British.
All the colonies. Like it's really big in Australia. It's really big in India. It's really big in a couple of the West Indies. countries. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, the more you know. The more you know.
And that's what I've got. So what I've got is I've got some information. So we do. So now you're standing in front of the guy. How tall is he?
Standing in front. He's kind of short. He's not that tall. Like he's kind of like 5'7" or something. Like,
okay, so it's not too high.
No. We're like leveled. Yeah.
And are you punching forward or are you punching up?
Just forward. Like he puts the mitts.
He puts them at length.
Yeah, like
at shoulder height.
Shoulder height, and then he tells me what to do. So he'll be like jab, cross, hook, for example, and then I would do that, and then he would add like just different combos, and then we'll do that for 3 minutes, and then the bell. That's like what the like how much time you get for a round, 3 minutes, right. And then 30-second break. But 3 minutes, like it's hard. It's a lot of cardio for 3 minutes.
Really, yeah. Hard.
It's really hard, but like it's so rewarding because like you're like I feel just like really strong, and then when you get the combo down and it's really fast, you feel like, oh shit, I'm boxing.
I accomplished
it's
something.
Cool, yeah. It feels like I'm I just want to learn. Like I can't just like be on the treadmill for an hour. Like I don't know.
It's
learn.
Boring.
Yeah, it's boring. It's really boring. Yeah.
So and I want to learn, but I don't want to do it. So I'm just going to ask you questions.
I know. Yeah.
There we go.
I totally get that.
So the first hit is just straightforward into the hand in front of you.
Yeah, that's a jab. Usually
a jab.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like your left hand. Yeah.
And are you right-handed or left-handed when it comes to boxing?
I'm right-handed. I'm right-handed. But yeah, there's what's called southpaw, which is when you switch it for left-handers. And so you have to like, you know, everything's different. You switch your feet. So your right foot is dominant rather than your left.
Oh, interesting. So wait, how are your feet?
The left is always in front. Always keep your left foot in front. Like never move it. Even if you're like pivoting or like if you're in a fight, like never move your foot. Like it should always be in front. I think it's for like balance or something. Like you don't want to lose your balance.
So when you move forward and you move back, the left foot is always in front.
Yeah. And you're kind of like shuffling,
scooching, scooch, scooch,
and like,
scooch.
Yeah.
Scooch,
so like scooch, no, scooch. No big movements. They should be like little tiny movements. Actually in Million Dollar Baby, I liked what he did was he put a rope like in between her legs so that she would trip if she like went out too far. So it's meant to teach you to just little movements. And I'm like, they should do that. I want them to tie my legs so I don't like mess up, you know?
Right. Just
so
a little
like, Million Dollar Baby is teaching me like little
did
things.
You did you tell the guy that you watched Million Dollar Baby?
No, I haven't. I just watched it. So I'm going to tell him, but he's probably going to laugh in my face and be like, you're such a hack. I'm like the hack. This is what I was thinking about too. I'm like, I'm the annoying boxer that comes in 3 times a week, barely really doing anything. And it's like those open micers that are like hobbyists and you get mad at them and you're like, how are you only doing comedy once a week? That makes no sense. Like it's a lifestyle. Right. And I feel like that with boxing where I'm just like, I watched Million Dollar Baby. I know everything about boxing. I'm such a hack. I'm like such a hack when it comes to boxing.
And you should ask him if there's good boxing movies that he really likes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure he'll just refer to me to fights that I should watch, which I haven't gotten into that yet.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's fine. But my dad used to watch boxing all the time.
Yeah. And so I feel like it could be fun to get into like, oh, I like this player. They're not called players. I don't know.
I think they're called boxers. They might be called fighters.
You're probably right.
You're probably right. And so you're always like because weirdly enough, I punch with my left hand. But I am right-handed. I've punched people, it's always been with my left hand.
Can we go back to punching people? What is that story?
I've punched probably 4 or 5 people in my life.
In the face? No
in the real,
way.
It's not
Wait,
great. I'm doing a bit any... about it.
Wait, 4 different people at 4 different times in your life?
In my life, in the last 700 years of me being alive, yes.
Wait, can I ask you the most recent time? Am I allowed to ask you that?
Sure. I punched a guy who was being super sexist.
Sure.
And I told him to get off of this woman. And he was like, I didn't punch that guy. I told the guy that he was being gross and he had to stop treating the waitress like this. And he was
at a restaurant.
It was at a restaurant, and he was it was at a comedy club, and he was so drunk, and he had said to the waitress, "I'm going to follow you home. You're so beautiful. I'm just going to follow you home, and I'm going to get in here." And I said, "Dude, that is the creepiest fucking thing in the world.
Oh my God.
It's terrifying. Do you see her face?"
Way.
And he was like, "This is kidding. This is
yeah." So he's just hammered.
He was hammered, and he was just. And his buddy came up to me and said, "Get the fuck away from him. He's not doing anything." And I was like,
"Oh my,
you don't have anything to do with this, man."
Wait, and just a random guy or his friend?
His friend. His friend.
Oh,
and he
my
was like,
God.
And he literally he pushed me. And he started, he was like, "Just get away from him." And I was like, "Do not touch me." Mm-hmm. And he was like, "What are you going to do about it?" I said, "I don't know. Hit you?" And
no
he said,
way.
"You're not going to hit me." And then he walked right up to my face and I punched him. And I, as always, I forgot I was holding a bottle of soda. And so I was
holding
and
then
a glass.
What happened?
It hurt.
Oh, did it break?
It cut his lip.
Oh, it cut his lip.
Yeah.
And then what happened? What happened?
Well, the police were called.
Oh,
and and then I was taken away by the comedy club staff.
Wait.
And
okay.
And then the guy who was super drunk said to his buddy, "Man, I was gross. It was my fault. You should have left her alone.
Oh.
And I should have left that other woman alone."
Wait.
The drunk guy
so you-
like woke the fuck up.
So are you telling me violence is the answer? I mean, this feels like
I have never been a pacifist, it turns out. I always thought I was a pacifist.
Sense. You somehow punch the friend and it knocks sense into the other guy. It like transferred to the guy.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Wait, and then do you still, have you performed at that club again?
Oh, yeah.
Are you like, okay, sure. So you're... What did the police like? Did you get like cited,
police,
a citation or something?
No. The two guys left.
And then you told the police what happened, or
and
nothing
the club,
really happened.
The club told the cops they didn't need to be there.
Oh
and
wow!
The cops went away.
Wow!
So it all
incredible.
Sort of nothing happened. So, but that is the last time I punched somebody, and it was probably 10 years ago, 6 years.
Oh, okay, I was going to ask you. Okay, okay.
It was
wow. That's amazing.
But I've never the one time I picked a fight. Because I just don't like bullies, right?
Yeah.
So I shouldn't
like
hit anybody ever.
You're like doing good for the city, you know?
But the one time I picked a fight, I was 11, and I picked a fight with a girl who was 8 or 9.
Is this one of the punches that you mentioned? Like one of the four punches?
She kicked my ass. She beat me up. The one time I tried to bully somebody.
8-year-olds?
She was might have been 10. I think I was... Yeah, I think she was 9 or 10, and I was like 11 or 12, and she beat
That's
me
amazing.
Up because I picked a fight with her, and I went home, and my stepmother said, "What the hell happened to you?" Because I had a bloody nose, and I said, "I picked a fight with a girl, and she beat me up." And my stepmother said, "Good. Why did you pick a fight with somebody?" And I said, "Well, I was in a really bad mood. I just wanted to punch somebody."
Oh yeah.
And my stepmother said.
Totally
that is
get that.
Not why we punch or hit people. And I said, "Are you sure that has not been my experience in my childhood?" And
I think you would be a great boxer, Jackie. This is the energy needed to box.
Right.
Like,
it
really.
Is the energy needed to box,
like,
but
like,
it is
I'm
also
in a bad mood and I need to fucking punch something. That's it.
Right. But what I became at the age of 12 was a pacifist because Nancy was like, "I think that you should be a pacifist." And I'm a pacifist. And then Nancy Cation explained to me what pacifism was incorrectly. And I always thought I was a pacifist.
That's someone who doesn't want to fight. He doesn't like to fight. Right.
Someone who thinks that there is a nonviolent solution to every situation,
I
have never believed that.
Okay.
Sadly. But I was hit a lot as a kid.
Okay.
And then she was the one who taught me that wasn't all right. She's like, "I'm not going to hit you. And you shouldn't hit other people."
Sure.
There's no hitting, is what she said.
A good lesson, I guess.
It's a good lesson. She's like, there should be a non-hitting way to resolve this.
Right. But I guess you didn't really listen, right? Because there's three more instances in which.
Right. There's other bad instances. But the joke I'm doing is about how this isn't a fighter. That's why I'm fascinated by this.
No, I like it. I like this stance. Like, I like this take that you have on fighting. And I'm excited to hear the joke if you ever put it out.
It's going to be on the new album. Recording in November in Portland.
Recording in November in Portland, guys.
There you go. By the way, I am talking with Selma Zaki, who's got a new album coming out August 22nd.
Firecracker.
Firecracker Comedy is what it's called, with Blonde Medicine. At Firecracker Comedy is the
Instagram,
crew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Instagram. The crew. Sorry, the crew is also, Firecracker Comedy.
And then your personal Instagram is Selma Zaki, Zaky. With an underscore afterwards. And Selma is Salma. So,
Salma, correct. Yeah.
So it'll be in the notes, everybody. But
amazing.
Yeah, now I know how the footwork works because.
Yeah.
So, but I always thought I was right-handed, but there are things that I do with my left hand, and clearly punching is one of them.
So every time you've punched, you're saying you've done, you're jabbing. Left hand. I guess. Yeah. Yeah, well, that makes sense.
So jabbing is straight. This is a hook?
Hook, that's a hook, yeah. And then there's an undercut. So if you do like above the, like that.
I also used to play a video game that had, it was a boxing video game that I used to play.
Oh, was it like the Wii, like where you hold two controllers kind of thing?
No, it was a cabinet. It was an upright. It was like in a bowling
alley. Oh,
it was cool. It was called Punch Out, I think, or Punch something.
Oh, fun.
And you had to actually punch. It was it was sort of like Wii, but it was from 1987 or whatever.
And you were excited about that. You were excited about that.
It was. I have some aggression. I have aggression.
Yeah, I can tell. Wait, I have to ask: have you been punched in the face?
I have. I have been punched in the face.
Like mostly black by my eye mother. Situation? Oh
no,
boy.
Mostly by family members.
Wow. Okay. Yep. Now we're getting into the meat of it all.
My brother Scott, when my mother died, 97% of all hitting stopped. And a couple of my brothers tried to pick up the slack. And one of them was my brother Scott, who was like 15. And so would have made me about 10 or 11.
Okay.
And he and my sister Darla were arguing. And it had gotten, and then I went to defend my sister in the kitchen. And he did something.
So you're defending people. You're defending people, and that's
usually
why you get in trouble.
Defending people is why I get in trouble.
That's beautiful.
And it's worth.
It's better than other.
It feels like an excuse. It feels like a very Hulk, Jack Reacher. A little too much kung fu, not enough.
Communicating.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've grown so much. The last time I had road rage, I chased an old woman.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when you chase
like
an old
physically?
Woman?
Physically? Like you got out of your car?
My car. Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay,
then I
okay.
got out of my car. Yeah,
oh
I caught her. And I was shouting and pointing and shouting and pointing. And she sat in her locked vehicle with the window up and mouthed the words, "Get some help." And then I did. I got some help.
That's quite the wake up call. Because if she was mouthing like, "Fuck you" and stuff, you're like, whatever. But she mouthed the like advice.
She wasn't
that's
wrong.
Way worse.
She was not incorrect.
She was right. Yeah. That cuts deep. That would get me to like book a therapist or whatever.
Right. And I have to say that when I got flipped off a couple of months ago from this guy, I had cut a guy off accidentally and he flipped me off. And I knew exactly why he flipped me off.
Of course.
He flipped me off because I was wrong. But more than that, he was scared. He thought that we were both going to die. And he knew whose fault it was. It was my fault.
Whoa.
And so he, flipped me off.
Right.
And so how I respond when I make these errors is I always apologize now. But inside a car, the way I apologize is I shake my hands and I pat my head and I point at myself and I go, I know it was me. I know it was me.
Oh, so you're taking the blame. I just
want everyone in a large action moment to know that I know that it wasn't them and I am sorry.
Oh, wow. And almost, that's big.
And every time what happens is, and I'm cars away from this person, so I can't hear them, but I can hear them in my mind because the guy who put me off was just like, yeah, yeah. I could see him shaking his head going, yeah. And then he was like, and then he does that thing where he goes, go, get out of my sight.
So you kind of like got through to him in a way.
Right. And so that de-escalates, right? Mm-hmm. Like if I were to get defensive, because you can get defensive and you can say stuff like, what, you've never cut somebody off?
You could
get weirdly self-justified about it, or you could just go, you are correct. In this case, I was the banana head and I cut you off and this is not good. I took too big a curve, and this happened like 2 days ago with the car, and there was someone in the crosswalk, and he would have had to run to get in front of the car for me to hit him. And I made the big wide turn so that I wouldn't. And my window was down. And, but I hadn't seen how far he was into the crosswalk. So it was not legal. It was not unsafe, but it wasn't legal. Yeah, yeah. And as I drove by him, my window was down and he just yelled bitch at me. And, and I was like, I'm not really a bitch, but no, I understand. And
oh, that's so big of you. Cause I think I would have flipped. That's really good. Well,
and so I have grown. This is what has happened.
Obviously.
Right. From violence to less violence.
Well, to still taking the blame and communicating. Yeah, you're right. I just hate giving people the satisfaction of it. Like, I just hate that.
Eventually, you just have to go, do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? And
no,
I would rather.
That's so true, because I've had road rage instances where I'm actually thinking about it the whole day. And I'm like, this is so not worth the energy, that space in my head. If I had just like done what you did, then I could have that's you letting go, right? That's you being like, I don't want this in my head anymore. Whereas I get really mad. I do the flipping off. I do the I roll the window down and go, roll it down. I do that. And like that kind of thing. And then I think about
it
for days.
So that you can get into it. Yes.
Yeah, I'm getting into it. I want to get into it. Like that excites me. Like the adrenaline. And like, but then I think about it for 3 days and I'm like, this is so dumb, you know?
Right. Because everyone has had to move on. Right.
We got to move on. Like we really do.
I have been chased myself in the car learned, you know?
Yeah.
Before I learned not to respond poorly. And then you have to just drive to the police station.
At that point you're like, well, I'm glad I'm in the car. Like
I'm glad I'm in the car. There's
drive
some
to places. And
right. Because if you come to a stoplight and the guy gets out and he starts beating your car up,
yikes,
which I've seen videos of that. That's never happened to me.
Yes. Never seen. I've never,
but that's,
that
but that's someone who has never dealt with their temper. Right. Like I know that I have a bad temper. And that I was raised in some violence and I've had to learn how to control when it's worth it and when it isn't. And even when I've defended people and I've ended up hitting people, I don't necessarily think I was right. You know?
Right. Because you ultimately used violence. Like, did you need to punch someone in the
face?
Did
I need to? Could I have de-escalated?
Yeah. So much more fun, though. So much more fun.
Right. The next album is going to be called Altercation.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Wait, is that it? Really? That's amazing.
Yeah, because the last one, I'm doing a trilogy. Yeah. So the last one was called Staycation. Because we were all home.
Yes.
Because of COVID, we were all home, and my last name's Cation. Staycation.
Oh my God, amazing. So this one, and then you're going to have a third one? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I have yet. I have a couple of different ideas.
Right. You have yet to. Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's, I'm going to see
where it goes. I love
Altercation.
That's awesome.
Altercation. Because I'm, you know, I'm essentially working on all of that anger issue stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot there, you know, there's a lot there. Like even all those stories you told, like I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm compelled. Like, this is very interesting. Cause you don't, obviously you don't, it's so, like people say this about me too, where it's so, you would never guess that someone would have anger issues. Like you would never, you could never see that on your, you know, your persona and how you carry yourself. So it's interesting to be like, oh, damn, she punched four people in the face. That's crazy.
Right. And it's never been, it's not, yeah, it's not great. Yeah. So,
no, I get it. I get it.
Yeah. So what we know is we know that there's a jab and then there's a cross.
A cross.
When you hit his other hand, is that what that is?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
there's the uppercut.
The uppercut, the hook.
The hook, and then
there's like body shots that you can do as well.
And then there's lower stuff,
right?
Where so you're like just lower doing body,
yeah. Mm-hmm,
and are those mostly just jab, 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 jab,
no,
jab?
No, honestly, these are the ones I have the most trouble with because they're kind of like uppercuts to the body, and they're really hard to do. Like you have to bend down lower and like pivot your feet in a certain way, and like it's hard. So I'm like learning how to do that right now.
Yeah, yeah, because you have you have to crouch.
You have to crouch, yeah. And then that's another like whole workout of like crouching a bunch. Like it's as hard.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
that sounds like a huge workout.
Yeah, it's a full body, yeah.
And then what's a combo?
He's like jab, cross, hook, uppercut. So it's all four together.
And he just yells it.
Yeah, he'll just yell it. And then you just have to do it really fast. And if you do it wrong, you have to do 10 jumping jacks.
Oh, interesting.
So it's that kind of environment.
but that's, you know, the thing is I do kind of like a bossier environment.
No, I do too. I love it.
Yeah. 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 But is he also aware if you can't do something, like he's just like, well, don't hurt yourself. Right?
I know the thing is like, well, no. Yeah. Definitely in terms of like, yeah, he'll teach me. But if I just do it wrong or if I like mess up, yeah, it's like the 10 jumping jacks thing.
10 jumping jacks and then try it again.
And then try it again, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a lot of jumping jacks.
So 15 minutes of warm-up, and then do you box for an hour, or is it 45 minutes of boxing?
No, so then I do like the 30-minute maybe with the mitts with him, and then like 15 minutes on the bag, like something like that.
And then kind of a cool-down, or...?
No, and then I just kind of leave and I'm extremely sweaty and it's disgusting. And then I go on the train and it's extremely humiliating.
Right, because you're full.
But I should do a cool down, but I don't.
You should. Yeah. Are you drinking enough water? Is there enough water going?
The first time I went, I was dehydrated. It was way too hot in there and I had to step outside and sit down because I was about to pass out. And he was like, yep, that's what I do here. Like, I'm working you too hard. Like, and I'm not, this isn't even half the work you'll be doing, like that, you know what I mean? Like, very aggressive, very aggressive, very scary.
Right, and him psyched about it, that you're kind of dizzy.
Yeah. He loved it. He was like, oh, and then I was like, I need to get water. And he's like, no water. Like, he was like anti-water. And I was like, no, I actually like really need water. And he was like, okay, fine.
It's like, if I pass out, you're going to have to pick me up.
Yeah, it's literally on him. Cool. He's like anti-water. It's crazy.
Don't be anti-water.
Yeah,
we all have to drink more water. It's have you ever tried Pilates? Have you ever tried that?
Ew, yes, I hate Pilates, Jackie.
Have you ever tried it on the reformer?
I did it one time on the reformer and I'm actually never doing it again. It's insane.
Did you take a class?
I took a class with my friends and was like, no, this will be a silly fun time, and it was the worst. And then I was sore for like 3 weeks. It was crazy.
Yes. That's the other thing. Here's the thing about Pilates. I do Pilates and I do a one-on-one. And
like you have one coach or whatever.
A trainer.
And you're on
a coach. A trainer, yeah. It's a trainer with the Pilates. It's an hour session.
So hard. Yeah.
It is the tiniest movements.
Yeah, right.
It is all core and all really good.
All core.
And I have become like more limber because of it.
Yeah.
And I can do more stuff, and it is strength stuff. So it's really good. Right. It's not good for aggression. It's really good.
It's like patience. If you want to be patient.
It's good for bendiness and for core strength. And
yes,
so
but it, I just I mean yeah. it I just hate it. Like, and I'm like, I'm not about this life, even though I know it's probably really good and you feel great after, I'm assuming, and whatever,
yeah,
whatever.
Well, it is very, very tiring, but
yeah,
I mean, you are, very young, even though you are not 19 and you can't go into the ring.
Well, yeah, I'm too old for boxing, but yes.
You're too old for boxing.
You.
You might be too young for Pilates.
Maybe, but I feel like it's a lot of young. When I went, it's all the like hot, like Brooklyn girls who are like 22. Like that's the vibe.
Right.
You
but
know?
If you get a chance, try to buy like a one-on-one session and see if it does. Like if you have any problems as, I'm going to let you in on something, as you age, there might be a knee. There might be a low back. There might be a shoulder.
No, it's
right?
good to like stretch out. I mean, it like stretches you out. Like,
yes. Yeah, yes. And totally. I would totally recommend it for any, if you end up with any of that, I would recommend a one-on-one session with a reformer, which can be as much as like $40 or $50 bucks.
That's not bad session. Actually. Cause the classes are like $50. So.
Oh God. Okay. Yeah. In LA, they might be cheaper just because of how many people are
just
there.
Just because it's LA. Yeah. And not New York. New York is
New York is more expensive. You get your nails done for like $26.
In LA?
Yeah. You can get a mani-pedi for less than $50.
So I actually hate nail salons. They creep me out because I'm like, what are we doing? Why are we painting our bones? It's freaky. And then I get really scared. So is that a good price?
That is a good price.
Okay. So
and
I didn't know.
What I do is I usually get my toes painted because nobody ever sees them except me and my husband.
So just
if you wanted
just
to look at.
Yeah,
it's just
a
fun. I just like it.
Just feels good. Yeah.
The fingernails, they clean them up and then I get them buffed, which is what men do.
Okay.
But it just makes them shiny.
Oh,
I never get nail.
Sure.
I never get polish.
Oh, okay.
Because
polish
chips off.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I don't.
It chips
and I don't
off.
Own
you have
polish
to
remover.
Maintain. You have to maintain. Yeah,
which I
and
do
like,
not.
I don't know about you, but like when I wear nail polish, I just don't feel like myself. I'm like, who is this monster? Like, I don't feel like myself. It feels very inauthentic. You know,
I did a show where they gave me free gels.
Oh, is that the one where you like just put them on yourself? Like fake
no,
nails?
No, they put them on and it's like 80 or 90 bucks. But my nail, it took probably 3 months for my nails to heal up from it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the people who wear them all the time, you have to, it's all upkeep.
Yeah.
And they looked really cool, but I didn't want to spend $85 to do it again or whatever it was.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah. Or whatever it would be. And then, so I paid essentially $30 for her to take them off my lady. And because they were sort of like one of them had chipped off.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you could fix this, and then it costs like $30 or $40 to take them off.
Right.
And then
right.
I was like, I'm just going to let my hands heal. And then we're just going to go forth without gels.
Yeah.
And
I prefer that as well. Yeah.
Yeah. New York can be a little more expensive for different stuff.
I used to live in LA.
But
I don't
the
know
subway's
if it's
cheap.
Different now, but it's getting, they're putting it to $3. $3.
Right.
And it's really expensive.
But $5 a gallon gas.
Right. I think about this because so after $35, when you pay for the metro, they stop charging you. So $35 a week. I mean, I don't know with gas. I guess that's cheaper than a car, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The gas costs at least $50 or $60
to
fill.
Okay, yeah, I guess. But then you have it for the whole... Well, it depends how much you drive. Anyway,
depends how much
know.
You drive.
Depends how much you drive. But it just feels... $3 feels really expensive here for...
Right. But if you... And do you use the subway enough to do that $35 a week?
Yes. Yeah.
So that's good.
So yeah, it is good, yeah. And you know, I try to jump every so often if I'm feeling really crazy and brave.
Like jump the turnstile. Why would you have to if you have the weekly? I know.
Well, because what if I don't hit the week? I could go before, like if I just pay $20 for the week. You know what I mean? And then I keep jumping. I'm saving money, right? If I don't hit the 35, anyways.
Oh, nice.
But they're getting strict with it, so I don't do it much.
Yeah, yeah. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah. I would.
It seems like a waste of
a lot of police. Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's you don't want to give them a reason. It's not worth it. Be weird.
It's not worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. So at the gym, you said that there's a lot of cops and firefighters.
Allegedly, they do go there. I don't know who. I don't know who's who. Well, I don't know. They're in there. They're not in their uniforms. Although that would be funny if they were.
But do you see any guys in their 30s?
I'm seeing some big, strong, scary men who could totally be cops or firefighters. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because you're seeing a lot of 15 to 19
year olds.
There's
also 15 year olds for sure. And there's little kids as well, actually. But I'm also seeing it's a mix. It's a big mix of people.
Is it a big building?
It's not that big, and it gets kind of packed. Like if I go at like 5, but sometimes I'll try to go in the middle of my workday randomly, but I try not to do that.
Can you go at any time or do you have to schedule?
Yeah, that's what's cool. You can go at any time. I just text him. I go, hey, can I come in at 2? And he's like, yep. And so that's nice. Just anytime.
That is really nice.
It's super nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What a great idea. I have to schedule the Pilates. Got to schedule it. And
How often do you do it?
Once a week.
That's great. I mean, that would kill me. Like, it's so painful the next day. So painful.
Right. But if I did it, I would like to do it more often, but it is a little expensive. She's like, well, you could take the classes. The classes are $20. And I was like, well,
that's good.
I don't want to take the classes.
I don't want
to. I'm going to do it wrong and then I'm going to hurt myself. So I'll come once a month.
You're doing the right thing.
I should ride my bike more often is what I should do. I have this to say, Saul Mazzacchi. It's been an hour. Yeah.
Oh,
it's been
an hour. It flies by.
We have talked about hitting. We've talked a lot about
hitting. We have. I hope this was interesting. And this I hope was people super find interesting. It relatable to maybe if they want to, you know, let out their anger without punching actual people. It's a good way to do that.
Or getting punched.
Yeah, or getting punched, and so you can defend yourself.
I mean, I think it's interesting that he's at no time. Yeah, at no time does he insist that you have to be able to take a punch.
Right.
I think that's nice.
Yeah, it's all going to come back around, though, I guess, when I start to actually fight people, like spar, I guess.
Right. Is it right? Will this lead to sparring, do you think?
I don't know. Like, I'm scared, but like, I think that would be fun. Yeah. I would actually love to do that and see if what I'm capable of. And then Jackie, you and I can fight. What about that?
Right.
I just want us to fight.
I don't know. that sounds like the roast battle I don't want to take part in.
That would be fun. That would be Comedy Central would love that.
Oh, they really would. They're monsters. So, you guys, Saul Mazzacchi, Salma Zaki, Zaky, _ on the Instagram. Yes. Firecracker Comedy is the name of the album. It's the name of the trio. At Firecracker Comedy is their Instagram. And August 22nd is when the album drops from Blonde Medicine.
It's up for pre-order right now. So
right now, any
link,
okay.
Yeah, it's pre-order. Yeah. So any links in our bio, you can pre-order and you can even get a vinyl if you want. And so that's exciting and that's fun. It's something we're all really, really proud of. So please check it out.
Yay. And thanks so much for doing the show. And
thank
Rangers,
you.
You're welcome. Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat. They're dancing around my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh, my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?